Former star CFL defensive end Charleston Hughes does not like the Calgary Stampeders' offseason approach. "This is how I look at it. Calgary is in desperation mode. They show desperation mode by the coaching staff getting rid of a couple great coaches," Hughes told the Sports Cage. "They're in desperation mode with the players that they have on that team. They're trying to start fresh and start new, roll the dice on an opportunity to be successful this year." The Stamps parted ways with special teams coordinator and assistant head coach Mark Killam, defensive coordinator Brent Monson, and defensive line coach Jawan Simpson after the 2024 season. Killam was hired in December as the Edmonton Elks head coach. Calgary recently released defensive linemen Mike Rose and James Vaughters. Hughes did not approve the Stamps' move to let Rose go. He quickly signed with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. "That's a big mistake on Calgary for even thinking about letting him go. He's happier than they are," Hughes chuckled. Hughes spent 14 years in the CFL, 10 with the Stampeders from 2008 to 2017. During his time in Calgary, he won two Grey Cups with the Red and White in 2008 and 2014. He was a four-time CFL All-Star while in Cowtown and led the league in sacks in 2013 and 2016. "They're gambling on Red and they're hoping that works out for them," Hughes said. "I hope it does and I hope that springboards that team to greatness. You're taking a 50-50 shot, really bigger than 50-50, more like 60-40 or 75-25. 3Down Nation insider Justin Dunk reported the CFL salary cap limit has been increased by over $400,000 for 2025, but Hughes does not think the Stamps will use that influx of cash. "That's why teams like the Calgary Stampeders don't make splashes in free agency. They don't spend money," Hughes said. "They don't break the bank on players. They try to maintain, try to slip into the playoffs and try to make a run for the playoffs." During the 2024 season, the Stamps did not make the postseason with a league-worst 5-1-2-1 record. It was the first time since 2004 Calgary missed the playoffs. The CFL communication window is open until Sunday, February 9, during which players can talk to other teams. Pending free agents can officially sign contracts with new teams on Tuesday, February 11. Hughes applauded Elks general manager Ed Hervé for his work on agreeing to terms with many Canadian and American starters. "I feel like Edmonton is doing an excellent job building a team, putting a lot of veteran players on the field, pretty much taking all Toronto players from last year, but putting together a good team," Hughes said. "Calgary is definitely in trouble when it comes to playing Edmonton this year."